Partridge, KBOO News. This is Marco Mejia of the Portland Immigrant Rights Coalition.
We are here today because today is a National Day of Action. A number of organizations led by FIRM and also with Credo Action, they took the initiative to get more paper, but this paper is very important here. The idea was that, as everyone knows, the Obama administration, through ICE and Jeh Johnson and the Homeland Security, they want to escalate a little bit more the strategy of how to persecute our communities, right? And they are now on top of the PEP. The PEP means the Priorities Enforcement Program, which is the Secure Communities Advanced. Now they decided to go after the families, after the moms and kids that have come running away from violence and poverty from Central America, and now they're detaining them and rounding them up and deporting them back to what they actually came running away from death, from that possibility. That's the main reason that why we are here. And we're gonna try to see if the regional director of ICE is in there and if she can receive this petition. So we have a delegation today, and I'm gonna call the delegation. So good luck. And we're with you, and go in there. There
you go. Okay, delegation going inside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement with a petition to end the deportations of Central American families back to violence and poverty.
So now I want to introduce Michael Elek, is our first speaker. Michael is the senior minister at First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Portland, and he's a minister and a faith-based organizer who speaks to us today on behalf of faith leaders from various faith traditions who live out their commitment to social justice by standing publicly in solidarity with our immigrant brothers and sisters. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Hey, we're gathered here this morning with people across the country to express our outrage, and we're almost used to it by now, right? We're all used to coming out here and being really upset and demonstrating our heartbreak and our loss and our rage. Today, it's a little bit different. Today, we acknowledge how we're literally deporting refugees, children, with no chance for any kind of representation, with little chance to defend themselves, to represent themselves in any way. If we claim to be people of faith on any level, this is a theological challenge. If we say we're spiritual, not religious, if we say we're religious of any kind, then this has to mean something. If we actually acknowledge in any way that there is a deeper reality inside us, beyond what we can buy, consume, and then forget, then it is very clear. I don't know why every church, synagogue, mosque, temple, and shrine in town is not here today. In the Judeo-Christian tradition, the number one commandment repeated over and over again is to welcome the stranger, welcome the immigrant in your midst. This is echoed out in countless different ways. It says that all of us humans are created in the image of God and that we are all worthy of being taken care of. And yet, here we are, there's like five faith leaders, and maybe we don't even go to church anymore because it's proven itself to be so irrelevant. So this is what we are doing today as part of the faith community. We acknowledge that church does not exist inside old mausoleums. The church is not something that happens in scripture readings or in seminaries. It's part of a living force that bubbles up inside us and asks us to acknowledge the real world we are inhabiting, the actual vectors of real people. When we look through this city, especially if you're a white, straight guy like me, you are trained to unsee a huge swath of the population that moves through here. And God is that force that will not allow us to keep looking away. We have a responsibility, and I want this to happen today. We're going to deliver this petition. It's going to happen with others across the country. But I want all of us to go home and find two people who don't come to things like this ever, and I want you to explain to them why you did it today. The action is in part for us to support the petition, but I want there to be homework. I want you to find people, and don't start with policy. Start with the little kids who have their parents taken. Start with the little kids who themselves are taken. A statistic they gave us from COSA was that 78% of children who had some sort of representation were able to stay here because, of course, it was just so egregious otherwise. But only 15% of these kids are actually staying. Most of them are being deported back to places they were fleeing from. What happened to our promise of a great society? This country was built off the largest migration of humans in the history of the world, and yet then we turned around, raised walls, and allowed people like whoever came second in Iowa to make outrageous claims. So I want us to end my portion by remembering the homework. I don't care if you remember anything else I said, but find two people, and the next time we gather, bring those two people with you, and let us end in a quick word of prayer. Gracious God, we know you exist beyond our ideas about you. We know you exist around our differences of culture, language, vocabulary, theology. But underneath there is a well, a deep well inside each and every one of us, where there is true water, where we are not allowed to forget our responsibility as part of a larger body. In this moment, in this time, I ask you to kindle a little bit of imagination inside each and every one of us. Remember that well deep inside, and let us not stop today. Let us continue to work and serve for the last, the least, and the lost, and for all the strangers and the immigrants and the people who come to our shore, that they belong here as much as we do. Amen. Thank you.
Pastor Michael of the Downtown Congregational United Church of Christ. About a couple dozen people out here at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement headquarters protesting the deportation of Central American refugees.
It's an immigrant from Guatemala, and she is working or being part of the communities that CAUSA is working with. And she comes from the Salem area. So Nicole is going to help us. Argelia is going to speak in Spanish, and Nicole is going to help us with the interpretation.
Gracias. Buenos días. Mi nombre es Argelia. Soy de Guatemala. Vine a los Estados Unidos hace 12 años.
Hello, my name is Argelia, and I'm from Guatemala. I came to the United States 12 years ago. My family in Guatemala tells me that how hard things are there, and I can't even imagine what it's like for people who have come here, who have been deported after coming here and forming their families in this country. I have three sons who I have here with me, and I couldn't live separated from them.
Hoy estoy aquí para pedirle al presidente Obama.
I'm here today to ask President Obama and his administration to stop the raids in our homes. They terrorize our families and they separate them.
Nuestras familias vinieron a los Estados Unidos.
Our families came here looking for refuge and a better life, just like millions of other immigrants. Our families have made this country the great place that it is.
Deportar a nuestras familias.
To deport our families back to a region known for its extreme violence is inhumane.
Hoy quiero decir que estas redadas no solo están afectando a las familias.
Today, I also want to say that these raids are not just affecting our Central American families, but a number much greater. You need to remember that in these times, many of our families are formed with United States citizens and many others. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Argelia. As you can see, that's just one of the millions of examples of what the immigrants and migrants are going through here locally, and also that's what's happening throughout the country. Now I want to call Rayanne LeFrance, the coordinator of the Interfaith Movement for Immigrant Justice. This is an interfaith coalition of individuals, faith leaders, and faith communities taking action for immigrant justice. Emerge was formerly called the Oregon New Center Movement and is part of the larger national movement for sanctuary, committed to the work of its principles and to offering prophetic hospitality.
I know we're cold. I know I'm cold and my tongue is frozen, so I'll try to speak clearly. I just thank you. Muchas gracias, Argelia, por compartir con nosotros. It's hard to believe that we're standing here again. It's been about 30 years now since the new sanctuary, since the sanctuary movement was formed. 30 years, that's an entire generation, entire lifetime, when sanctuary started because we denied Central American safety and refuge from a war that we paid for, started and funded, and have never repaid them for their losses to this very day. 30 years later, and they're coming again because these are families and children who are saying no to violence and to gangs and to oppression and to misery. Again, without going too far into root causes, there's a lot of us involved here again, meaning this country and other countries in the North. We're saying no to them again. 30 years later, I find it inconceivable that this is happening again. And like Michael said, it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And that's why we're here today, because just like 30 years ago, sanctuary stepped in, faith communities and allies stepped in to do what the government wouldn't do, and that was accept people, protect them, prevent their persecution. We're here, we're opening our hearts again, and we're willing to do that again. We already are doing it. We're part of a national movement. There's hundreds and hundreds of faith communities across this country, and about 20 around the Portland area who are willing to offer or support sanctuary right now. And that means sanctuary on all kinds of levels. It means taking you even into my home. It doesn't have to be four walls. Sanctuary is more than four walls. It's a community. It's what a community offers and what a community gives to someone, because we won't let you take them from us. We won't let you break up our community. A month ago, they started. So today's the 2nd. On January 2nd, the first raids, they started in Georgia. So here we are a month later talking about anniversaries. And we're saying, no, we don't know yet what's happening here in Oregon. People will say we have no reported raids in Oregon. Emphasis, reported. No, we don't know actually what's happening, right? I don't know. Do you know, Marco? Do you know? No. Something could be happening. We're trying to understand what's happening, which is amazing that we don't have, we have to come here and demand. And they frequently, ICE won't talk with us. We're hoping they are right now. Hopefully they're up on the top floor talking to the field director. Hopefully she's accepting our petition, which is signed by thousands of faith leaders across the country. This one is just from the West Coast, I understand. That big packet, that was just Oregon, California, and Washington. So people are writing, people are signing, people are saying no. And if they won't stop the raids, we will. Because we're here to challenge unjust laws. Sure, we'll deliver a petition, but we want a response to that petition. We demand a response. We demand that you leave our community intact as a whole, so that we can be together and not lose people back to oppression. Sanctuary, again, is a way to show that our community is strong. And you're here doing it right now. We're strong, and I'm actually not cold anymore because I can feel you guys. This is it, and we're willing to come. We will always come. We will always stand up, and we always stand up against an unjust law. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. So now we have Andrea Andrea Miller, and let us know what happened.
We made it all the way up to the second floor, which is, I think, the most we've ever been in the building. And we did hand deliver the petitions. Elizabeth was not in yet, but the assistant had assured us that she will get it and will be talked to about what the petitions are. So, success. You should know that mostly this petition is geared towards President Obama, who's really the only one that can change the priorities. ICE is the enforcer of his wishes, but that we are here to express the local voice.
So in order for those to work, it means that we need to do a lot of work. So we're going to come back and we're going to continue overseeing, and not just overseeing, but doing and being active against all these raids that are happening. After 30, 35 years, they're doing it again against the Central American refugees, right? And now we're living the consequences of those wars that they started. I want to thank everyone again, and I think that we...
Marco Mejia of the Immigrant Rights Coalition. Here in front of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office on McAdam Avenue, in Southwest Portland, dozens of people witnessing the delivery of a petition to the Obama administration protesting the deportation of Central American refugees.
And I saw records made, music literally written in wax.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 33rd Real Music Film Festival, running through February 8th. Friday, February 5th, will show American Epic. The film pieces together the extraordinary 1920s story of record companies leaving the big city to tour America's backroads and capture for the first time the raw musical expressions of rural cultures. These field recordings, initially aimed for the rural...
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This program is made possible in part by...
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
What are the things that we could do to signal to the transgender community that this is a good and safe and wholesome place for you and the gifts that you bring?
When you have been